In the din of mukze, there is a machlekes in the Mishnah and in the Gemara between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that mukze is also b'Shabbos. Rav Shimon says that mukze is mutar b'Shabbos. And the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that mukze is mutar b'Shabbos.
Machlekes in Daraisa?
It's not a deraisa, it's a takon of the rabbon.
What's the machlekes in?
Machlekes is if mukze is mutter, as we will discuss the details. Rav Yehuda says that you're not allowed to handle mukze. And Rav Shimon says you could. And the halacha is like Rav Shimon. We know that mukze is also b'Shabbos, it's only special kinds of mukze. Regular kind of mukze, the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that mukze is mutar b'Shabbos. What means, we'll discuss, what is the regular kinds of mukze? That the halacha is that you are allowed to take it on Shabbos, carry it on Shabbos, and what is the more difficult kind of mukze that we are not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. What is the taich of mukze? Regular kind of mukze means that you have something in your house that you wasn't planning to use it on Shabbos. You makze it mitaiti, that you are not going to use it on Shabbos. For example, you have a store and you sell the items. In the middle of the Shabbos, you want to take something of that. But when Shabbos came in, you had in mind that should stay there because it's for sale. It's not for your own use. That's the taich of mukze. And that's the machlekes of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says you're not allowed to take it. And Rav Shimon says you could. The halacha is you could. Even though you makze it. Does it mean that if I have a store for furniture or for hardware, you need it on Shabbos, you could take it? No. Why can't you? Mukze is mutter b'Shabbos. But this is mukze machmas chisoron kis, which is harder. Because if you would have a chair that is in store for sale, and then you used it, it's going to be harder to sell it. So it's mukze machmas chisoron kis. When you had decided that you're not using it on Shabbos, it's not only that you thought you wouldn't use it on Shabbos. You had in mind you are not going to use it on Shabbos, because if you will use it on Shabbos, you'll lose money. So that's the kind of mukze which is also b'Shabbos. But simple mukze that you just had in mind not to use it on Shabbos, Rav Shimon says that you could, and that's the halacha. And mukze machmas chisoron kis doesn't mean that you have to lose on it $1,000 if you use it. Even if you lose a penny, but you had in mind not to use it, not to destroy it. Therefore, there is a din. If you have a paper, a bag of, box of papers, and then Shabbos you want to drink something, so you want to put it under the cup. You're not allowed to. Because usually you don't put regular papers under it. It's made for writing or for typing or for printing. So it's mukze machmas chisoron kis, and you're not allowed to use it.
Maybe if you have young kids who destroy lots of reams of paper in your house, it might be a little bit different in such a case.
It is possible. But it says in Shulchan Aruch that simple paper, as we see in Simen Shin Ches, Seif Vov, Niyar Cholo Koimed Liksivo, Hu Mukze Machmas Chisoron Kis. שמקפיד עליו שלא להשתמש, שלא שומטש, שלא יסלח לך. Usually when you have a box of paper, you're not going to take out a page and to put the cup of water on it. So therefore it's called Muktzmach Mesosonkis. But if it's not like that, it is just that you put it for sale, like second hand, that you're not allowed to lose any money if you are using the chair that you're planning to sell it, but it's second hand. So if he'll buy it, he'll buy it anyways. Then there is no problem. As we see in Simen Shinches Shiv Beis, afilu kli shemalachtil in Shiv Gimel, afilu kli shehikza eisem eleishtamesh beishum tashmit, kigein keilim amuchonim veim dinishkriro, shei regilim leishtamesh boim shum tashmish, because it's for the sale, it's for the store. Mikol mukin im eini makpid aleim leishtamesh boim, it's not muktzmach moschesonkis, lehisir daite adain mehem legamre. It's not legamre. You're not thinking to use it, but you could use it. If it's losing money when you use it, then it's legamre, and then you mind to makze it is a complete haktzor, and therefore you're not allowed to use it.
That would be more like paper today. The way we use paper is we use it as a tissue if you don't have a tissue.
Correct, but usually you don't. If you have a box of paper for printing, you're not usually not using it to put it under the cup. So that's what this halacha is. That's no different between once upon a time and today. It's just the paper, doesn't cost much. But it's made that you usually wouldn't use it. So when you makze it from using it on Shabbos, you thought not to use it. It's a strong mukze. Your makze is not to use it. Not only you're not thinking to use it. It's legamre. Therefore it's also. Then there is a second kind of mukze, which is a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon says it's mutter, and the halacha is Reb Shimon, which is, as we see in Seif Simen Shinches Seif Beis, afilu kli shemelachti leisur shehu mukze machmas miyusri. You have Chanukah, the Chanukah menorah, that you light on it with oil, and it's filthy, and comes next Shabbos, you still didn't clean it, so it's kind of mukze machmas miyus. So you didn't have to in mind to use it, but if you want to use it, you're allowed to carry it. Let's say it stands on the table, you want to eat there, you take it away. Because Mukze Machmas Mius is also Machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, and the halacha is like Reb Shimon, that Mukze is Mutter B'Shabbos.
So all these types of Mukze
Machmas
is not allowed?
Not allowed.
And then
so far we learned only Chitzor Mankis. Now we learn something else. We said that even though the Chanukah menorah is filthy with oil, which is not comfortable, it's mukze machmas miyus, you still could use it. If the Chanukah menorah wasn't lit for Shabbos, if it was lit for Shabbos, then you're not allowed to use it. Any candle that you put, you light the Shabbos candles, after it goes out, you're not allowed to touch it. If it stands on the table, you're not allowed to take it away.
According to Reb Shimon, if it's allowed to be moved, it's not. Let's say it's the menorah. It's not. You're allowed to move it, right? You're allowed to move it for any reason, only to go from Mekame. How does it work?
No, there's nothing to do from Mekame. You could use it any way you want, Okay. Because it's not mukze. But Gufa Mekeme we'll discuss later.
Isn't it Klisha Melach Leisur still?
It is. If it is Klisha Melach Leisur, then there is a problem between Gufa Mekeme or not. But we'll discuss it separately.
That's why
now we're speaking about the din without the case of Plachta Lisa. When we speak about the Hanukkah Menorah, it does speak about a Plachta Lisa. Therefore, he says, because it's machalisa, but that's a separate subject.
Is it only a menorah made out of cheres, or even if it's a menorah made out of metal?
Even of metal, you're not good. Like you don't like to use a menorah of a metal that is still filthy with the oil. But what's the different? They're both metal.
Okay, fine. But
it doesn't matter, because it's mutter. What?
In Shulchan Aruch, we always speak about Ner Shel Cheres.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He says anything that is Mukze Machmas Mius is still mutter. Rabbi Yehuda, you'll ask according to Rabbi Yehuda if he would be answering only Cheres or not. But the halacha is mutter in any case. So it doesn't matter if it's Cheres or not Cheres.
But practically speaking, you still have to deal with Tzarek of Rimmanana.
If it's a menorah, right? Yes.
To be careful, I'm just in my head. I like walked away from you.
Yes. Now, that is also only if it wasn't burning on Shabbos. If it was burning on Shabbos, then you makze it. It's called mukze machmas iso, that you really thought not to use it. And if you really thought not to use it, you can't use it. Actually, Rav Shimon says even this is mutter, but the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. If you lit the candle for Shabbos, when it went out, it's still also because you had in mind not to use it on Shabbos in a strong way of mukzeh.
It's interesting because in real reality we don't. We always find ways to get around it. You put on challah, whatever.
That's for the table.
Right.
But not for the...
Candelabra. Move it. So we have to pop it away, which means
right.
Something like this.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't go around this by saying, I am not being...
No, because you put it away, when it's lit, it's sliding, you're not going to use it.
So
you had in mind to not use it when it's sliding. So it becomes mukti for the whole Shabbos. So that's the second kind.
If it's the start of Shabbos, it's usher, then it's usher the whole Shabbos. Even after it's not lit anymore.
Yes.
Why is Bein Hashmash so critical?
Because that's the beginning of the Shabbos, and when the beginning of the Shabbos, everything starts, so then it stays for everything. But it doesn't mean that because it was usher in the beginning of the Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it the whole Shabbos. That's also a machlokes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda, and the halacha is there is also mutter. For example, you have a cow. It's mukzah. Balcha is mukzah. Then it died in the middle of the Shabbos. And you want it to cut it for your dogs to eat it. Reb Yehuda says you can't, because the beginning of the Shabbos was also. And Reb Shimon says you could, and the halacha is that you could. As we will see in Simen Shilchov Dalet, Sif Ches, Mechatchin Nevelo Lifnei Aklovim, Afilu Nisnablo Hayim, Ve'ein Bamishu Mukze, Lifnei She'ein Mukze Bedover Shiseh Odom Edaitem Menu. So why is the what's the difference between the cow and the candle? Because the candle, you did it. We call it mukze, because you did something in mind not to use it. So that's a stronger kind of mukze. But the behemoth, you didn't make it should be mukze. It was mukze. Now it's not. So the fact that this is beginning of Shabbos doesn't stay for the whole Shabbos. The fact that you had in mind not to use it doesn't make it mukzeh for the whole Shabbos. But when you had in mind, you put it away, here be your dying, you should not be able to use it on Shabbos. That's the stronger kind of mukzeh that is also.
At what point of...
say you have a candle that's lit and it goes out bein hashmashos.
I don't remember the details of when it goes out in bein hashmashos. If the beginning it says bein hashmashos that knisas haShabbos, but I don't remember if it goes out in the middle of bein hashmashos. So we have so far four kinds of mukta. Two of them is just makta midaite, and the halacha is that you mutter. It is either regular mukta, either mukta machmas mius, that you don't have in mind strongly that you're not using. And then there is two kinds that you have in mind strongly that you wouldn't use it, which is machmas chisor and kiss, or because machmas isur, you lit the candle, it should lighten the beginning of the Shabbos.
Is it when Kabbal Shabbos happens, or is it?
No.
It's so if I light a candle an hour before Shabbos. No.
It's by bein hashmashos, but I don't remember the beginning of the end.
It's bein hashmashos. It's not on the
Kabbalah. No. All this is by Kalim. The same machlekes of Mukze is also by food. I have a store, a grocery, and there is a kiddush in shul. And when the guest came, there is not enough food. So you want to take some food of your grocery and bring it to the shul. You're allowed to. Because when you had in mind to sell it and not to use it, it's only mukze, and the halacha is mukze is mutter b'shabbos. Or you have fruit that you don't want to eat it now. You want to dry it. When it will dry, it will be dry food. You leave it on dry food. Then, in the middle of the Shabbos, you decided to use it, to eat it. You are allowed to, because when you had in mind not to use it, it's mukze. And Rav Shimon says mukze mutter.
So mukze is only permitted if it's a keli, if it's food. What else?
Only these two.
What about a fork or like?
Is a keli?
It's a keli. So
yeah. There's only two kinds. If it's not a keli, we'll discuss later.
An animal is not a food.
An animal is not a food and not a keli, and we'll discuss later.
Hooked to be a dime. You took the fruit and you put it in a special room to.
That's what we speak, and it's still not mukze. Unless.
It's mukze, but it's allowed.
Yes. No. You had in mind not to eat it.
Stones and rocks are
killing. We'll discuss later.
Not in order to throw stones and rocks.
No, if my kids want to play with rocks.
Unless it designated it before.
Unless your kids use rocks every day as a wall, then it's like.
Then it's considered.
As we see, now we'll discuss about rocks. As we see in Simen Shin Yud Siv Beis, Kol Dovo Royo Lachile Beshabbos, Ein Bedin Mukze Afilu Yim Ein Medis Chero, Ki Gein Tmorim, Ush Kedim, Ush Arperes, Hoim Dim Leilichem Lischero Lemokim Acher, Mutter Lechem Mem Beshabbos. Vechei, Kol Mine Peres Shemanichem Eise Bemukze Leyabshon, then you decided to eat it, mutter lechel mehem kelim sheis yapshu. But this is also a condition. There is a way that this is also, which is figs and grapes that you put away because you want to dry it, you're not allowed to use it till it's completely dry. What is the difference between tmorim, shkedim, and between grapes and figs? The difference is because grapes and figs have a nature that when they start drying, they are not edible. They don't have a good taste. Then it becomes better. But the tmorim, they just dry slowly. So what is the difference? when you put away figs or grapes to dry, the minute that you put it away and Shabbos came, you had a strong wish not to use it on Shabbos.
Because it's meus or because it's...
Because it's going to become meus. So your mind, we all, muktzeh is only when it's in your mind. But it has to have a strong reason.
But if it meus is allowed on Shabbos, then why wouldn't that be allowed also?
Because you was... Put it away. Doch ye be yadayim to gemor, loshen to gemor. Doch ye be yadayim, it should become in a way, not an edible way. So therefore, either way, it becomes muktzeh. As we will see in the continuing of the Simen Shin Yutziv Beis.
Why does it say yadayim? Isn't it machshava?
Yadayim means that you put it away strongly. You had a strong mind not to use it. Chutz mi gregres figs vetzimukim grapes she also lechel mehem el taltalon mi sheinichon bemukze ad lacha she nisiyab shel gamrei lefi shein masriches bintayim ve'ein reuim lachilo mi she nishtau shamaat ad she yisiyab shel gamrei she kivin she docho eise biyodayim einen eilim edim because you have a strong mind.
You can't check to see if there is
a chilia. If only if you feel that they are regular lachila. If it's semi, it's still not allowed to. Only when it's clear that it's clear. Then we have a fourth kind of muktzeh that there is a machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, and the halacha is that muktzeh is mutar b'Shabbos, which is noilad. What means noilad? Let's see in Simen Shin Chef, Sif Chof Gimel. No, we're not speaking about that, because that's
just pointing.
No, even a cow, when she has a baby, it's not muktzeh. We are speaking another kind of muktzeh, of neilat. Let's see what it is. He explains the sif of gimel and simen shin ches, ha-neilat muter b'shabes, k'gein nochri she'oso kli chodosh b'shabes. A goy made for himself a new chair. Yesterday was wood.
Wasn't a keli, now it's a keli.
Wasn't a keli, now it's a keli. So it's muktzeh, because you didn't have in mind to use it when it becomes a keli, because it wasn't a keli yet. Mutter letaltelon lishtamish bei afal pichloi hoyo daite me esbil letalteli lemocher. Is also you had in mind not to use it, but not so much. But he says, I will be yemtev yeshlachmer benelet. It doesn't say osur, it says yeshlachmer. We'll discuss what's the difference between nelet and other kind of muktzeh. Other kind of muktzeh is mutter yontev also. And we'll discuss what's the difference between yontev and Shabbos.
If you have frozen ice and you make it into water, is that nelet? If you have ice and it melts.
If it melts by itself, no. You're not allowed to melt it with wand, with hands. And that's a gzeir of schite. And that has nothing to do with
muktzeh. But on its own, it's fine.
Yeah, it's not. But juice that comes out from by itself from a fruit, that's called muktzeh, because perish noshun and perish shenishchatu. But that's not, that's a different.
Why are people not going to put ice in water as opposed to...
Because I said, if you make something new on Shabbos, you are not allowed to do it, because you are moilid. It looks like a melocha.
It's not mitzad muktzeh,
it's moilid, not mitzad muktzeh. And there is three things that you are not allowed to make with your hands on Shabbos and Yontef, because of neilat. One of them is from ice, you're not allowed to break it, make it water. A second, you're not allowed, Yontev, everyone knows that you're allowed to cook, but you're not allowed to use a match, light a match. What's different? The difference is because when you light a match, you make something new. It looks like a melacha that is also Yontev. It's not because of mukse, it's because like you do something new. The third thing is, of you're not allowed to do something new, is you're not allowed to pull something on you to make a good smell. Because you're making something new. These are the three things that you're not allowed, because you're not allowed to make melon. Because it looks like a melacha. But that has nothing to do with the subject that we're speaking now. It's not because of mukse. Still, melad is mukse. This kind of melad that a goy makes of kele, because you didn't think to use it. It was mukse. And it's stronger than mukse, because it wasn't even around this kele. There is more examples that he explains. In Siman Tov Tzadik Sif Yud Gimel, the fourth paragraph. Umau neilat, dovor sheini roi hayeim lemashiroi roi mibein hashmoshes. Kigei, kli shenishba, we spoke about it, a goy made the table. Even if the keile breaks, and today the use is something else, which is a new use, which is not allowed. You're not allowed. And let's see the examples. Kli shenishbu b'shabes b'yemtiv, kigen kli mashkin shenishbu, enikvu b'yemtiv b'shabes, v'niyochel l'shtamish b'shivrein mashkin, kemikedem, elo eichlin edvar machirim. You have a kvot that is for negvasser, or for washing the hands. And then, during the Shabbos or Yontev, became a little hole. She can't use it anymore with water. But you could steal it, it's a keli, you could put the tomatoes. Yes, but it's neilat. Because yesterday it was for water, and now it's for food. So it's something new. And it's neilat.
But you could put tomatoes with it on Friday also.
You could, but it's not made. You're not going to use, if it's made for water, you're not even going to use it for something else. And now it's something else. That's an example. Then he says another example. V'chayim atzomen shenisparku min habosor b'shabes b'yemtiv. When you have chickens and you have the bones, so once when you had klovim, dogs in your house, you gave it to him to eat. So now it's a Michael klovim. When it was part of the chicken, it was Michael Odom, because it was part of the chicken. So it's nailed.
What about eggs that were hatched? Eggs that were...
Hatched is a separate subject.
Laid
means hatched. And that's a separate reason. The Gemara says several reasons why Chachamim was answering it.
Right.
Because Achon had the Rabbi, or because Perish and Ashru, and not because Neilut. Because Neilut is Mutter. That's what the Gemara says. So therefore, the Gemara says other reasons why an egg is also. But this, we say that it's yes lehachmir, as he says also in here in the end of Sif Yud Gimel, l'inyan aloche yes lehachmir b'neilat b'yontev. Not it's also, but yes lehachmir. Shabbos is mutter. That's also machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yude. Aloche is like Rabbi Shimon. So you're allowed to. So why yes lehachmir b'yontev? Because the Gemara discusses it, And the Gemara says a svara, maybe why a egg that is etched and laid on Yontev should be also, as it says in the Mishnah, because nailed is harder than muktzah. Then the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. And brings proof for that. Then the Gemara says, maybe the reason is because Yontev is more hard than Shabbos. Why? Shabbos, everyone knows that you're not allowed to do a melacha. Yontev, you're allowed to do a melacha if it's tzirichel nefesh. If you'll use nailed, then you'll be making melachas also in a way that you're not allowed to. So the Chachamim was gezer. Therefore, there are poskimi that say that nailed is also b'Shabbos and Yontev. There are poskimi that say that Yontev is also muktzeh and nailed. The halacha is not like this today. But since nailed b'Yontev, there is two reasons. Today is that they are not allowed to, therefore, yes, lahachmir yontev not to use it.
Muktzah also or not only nailed?
Only nailed.
Because muktzah is only once.
Muktzah is nailed, there is a day that yontev is also next, but the law is muta. Only yontev, muktzah, you have two reasons to answer, even though the law is not like that, yes, lahachmir. So in general, we discussed four kinds of muktzeh that it is muter, the halacha is, regular muktzeh, or muktzeh machmas miyus, or like a cow that died, that is in the beginning was asur, or nailed. All of them are muter b'Shabbos. And we also learned four kinds that is also. One of them is machmas chizor and kis. It's a stronger mind not to use it, legamri. Second is that you put it away, it should be spoiled till it gets like grekers vitzimukim. The third one, you lit a candle, so you made in your mind that you're not allowed, going to use it when it's lit. So it's a stronger muktzeh and it's also. Why is a candle that is lit also b'Shabbos? It's lit for what? So it lights. So the Gemara discusses it. Maybe because if you move it, it may go out the fire. But the Gemara says no. You could watch. It shouldn't go out. So why should it be muktzeh? So the Gemara says, a candle is also Shabbos because it's a bosis. The candlestick is a bosis to the candle, and the candle is a bosis to the flame, and the flame is also Shabbos. So we see that the reason why a candle is also because it is bosis to the also. You put it away. So you had a strong mind not to use it. And the same thing is also when you...
And the flame is not a keli, so that's why it's not as
wrong. The flame is because it's a fire, you cannot allow to do anything with it, and because it's not a keli, whatever the reason is. There's a discussion what the reason is.
So the only part of a candle that's actually usher is the flame. Not the fuel, not the
yes,
wick, not
yes,
the thing holding
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. Oil has another reason, the Gemara says, why it's also. Because while it's burning, if you want to take a little bit of the oil to dip in your bread into it or something, you are making the fire smaller. So therefore it's mechabe. So it's another reason to be also. But that's the reason. But we have also the reason that it's bosis l'davar also. So from that we see that even if we have a kosher thing, and we put on top of it a muktzeh, so your makzeh is medaitei that you're not allowed to use, you're not going to use it in Shabbos, because you put mukta over it. So we have four kinds of mukta that is also. Two of them, Rabbi Shimon Mater was still also, and two of them, everyone is agreeing.
In what that category do you have food that's not food that's not yet cooked, so it's not prepared to use?
What? If it's possible to eat it,
but it's not.
Food it's not. So then it's not. Then you can't. You
it's
can't
cooked,
use it.
But what category is that?
Category. We'll discuss soon. It's not kale. Not food. We'll discuss soon.
So,
so we speak. So far. So far. What is not food? We'll discuss later. So far, we're speaking about mukze, simple mukze, and the special mukze that is also. The simple mukze that is mutter is either regular mukze, either mukze machbas mius, either was also in the beginning of the Shabbos, either nailed. The four that is also is either mukze machbas chazon kis, either like it's you put it away to be spoiled, like Gregor Tzibukim, either you lit the candle and it's also because of Muxel Davarosu, Bosses Davarosu, or other reasons, and regular Bosses Davarosu. You put, if by itself a Muxel is laying in top of not Muxel, you could pick up the not Muxel and the Muxel falls off. And you didn't do anything wrong, because you wasn't makze it. Mukze bosses never also is if you put it intentionally in top. So then it's dachim yudaim. You make it. So that's the four kinds.
That's
that is
a sefer on the tray.
That when you have a sefer on the tray, then you using it's not the boss of the vaso. It's boss is also velamuter.
That helps for the tray. I thought the tray is nuchad for the candles.
So that's the difference. If it's special for the candles, it doesn't help. But on the table, it helps.
When it comes to a buses of Davarasa, at all split up what your intention was, you put money on your bed, not for Shabbos, but for Thursday.
But if you put it,
but you left it there.
But when you put it, you had in mind that this should serve this. So therefore, when Shabbos comes, it becomes also. But if you didn't have in mind, you just took it, you didn't have in mind that this is like over there. You just took it out and it came here. So then that's not. Only when you have in mind. Because the whole thing is only when Dachye B'Yadayim. We have four kinds of Dachye B'Yadayim. Either Mukta Machmas Chesoron Kis, either Gregor Zetzibukim, either you lit a candle, either you put in top of it a Mukta.
Does that go with Talis and Tefillin?
Tefillin is not mukze. Tefillin is klishim lachtali. So we'll see soon. It's about klishim lachtali.
If you lit the candle before Shabbos, we said that it passed all Shabbos even after it goes out.
Yes.
Why?
Because you had in mind it should become also, and since you had in mind, so it's a strong. It's like gamrei. It's a strong dachy b'yudaim. So therefore, it becomes mukze.
Does one day yom tov lead to the second day yom tov also?
No, but in certain cases, yes, but we'll not go to that because we just want to get a picture of the whole. This is the kind of mukze that is the regular kind of mukze that there is a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Four of them we said the aloch is like Reb Shimon, two of them the aloch is like Reb Yehuda, and two of them everyone agrees that it's also. Then there is two more kinds that has nothing to do with the machlekes of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. One of them is at the corner of Nehemiah. When he came back from Golos, he built the second Mikdash, he made a takone in Mukze. Second one is David HaMelech. Or by the time of David HaMelech, they made the takone. We'll discuss this kind, two kinds, that have nothing to do with the regular kind of which is called mukze, but it's a special one. The Nehemia is what it has to do with Klishe Melach Teliso. Nehemia came back from Gola 70 years. Those people that came back and they lived 70 years between the Goyim and they had to slave work for the Goyim in some times, but they were under the control of the Goyim, so they got lost and they didn't know so much what you're allowed to do on Shabbos, what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So he says in Posik that he saw that people are in the fields on Shabbos. They don't know. They're doing things that you're not allowed to. So he made a takon. Everyone should know that Shabbos you're not allowed to. What did he do? He made a takon that you're not allowed to touch anything. Only to eat. You're allowed to use a fork to eat. After you finish the meal, you're not allowed to touch the fork. You're allowed to touch this knife to cut the food. After you finish eating, you're not allowed. But then they got the idea and they started watching more. So it was makel that you could use a fork and a knife not only by eating, it's not mukhsa. And then it was makel more. But at least one of them is certainly stayed also in certain sense, which is klishe melach teliso. You have a hammer in your house. The fact that you didn't have in mind to use it on Shabbos, we already discussed that mukhsa in motor b'Shabbos. But it's a klishe melach teliso. So a little bit is still also. What does it mean? That you're allowed to use it legufe and latzer mekeme, but not latzer chatzme. Which means that if you have hard food or not, you want to have to crack it, you're allowed to take a regular hammer and crack it. Even though it's a hammer made for working, klishe melach teliso. But you're allowed to. It's not mukhsa. Or you have a hammer you left on the table. Now you're going to eat. So you want to take it away. You are allowed to. Because it's not mukhtse. But let's say it's mukhtse. Which means you left your hammer in the courtyard. You're afraid. You leave it there. Maybe a goy will come at night and take it away. So you want to take it home for safekeeping. You're not allowed to. Because it's a little mukhtse. So that has nothing to do with the kind of mukhtse that we spoke, because you didn't have to in mind to use it. It's a takone of Nehemiah. And some details of it stayed. And that's one of the things that we're still not allowed to. So you're not allowed to
move the machinery though?
What?
So you ask me if it's still move the machinery. Any mukhtse can move the machinery,
right? No.
No?
Shinui, it's a separate subject. Some people say that if you don't take it with your hands, you're allowed to do, but that is only a certain case by a goy. But in general, what it says, that the gufe, or with your foot, you're allowed to use, move mukhtse, but not with your hands. Even with your foot, it says, in Shulchan Aruch, don't move it like that. Just as you walk in a way that it will move. It should be derech hiluchei. But we're not speaking about that because there is endless details in mukhtse. We are just trying to get the picture of what is mukhtse. That's a fifth kind, which is not really called mukhtse, called klishe melach teliso, and you're not allowed to take it in from the courtyard.
Could you do mekayme?
in order to...
The koimai, if you have it on the table...
No, but your real intention is your letzor hatzmei.
It says even the real intention is letzor hatzmei. But you still make it in a way that you're going to use it, you're allowed to. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch.
Practically speaking, it's like Zera, they're not allowed to mukzeh zasah, even though it's technically not.
It's not really mukzeh, but it's a takone that klishim belach talisu, which at least some things were not allowed to do.
Even like a fork, you said.
That was that it took off.
That's gone?
That's gone.
Because
klishim belach talisu is not mukzeh. It's just a takone, because if you going to be able to use it, you may work with it. So Nehemiah wanted to make sure that you're not going to use in a way that you're not allowed to. She was answering first everything, then a little bit off, and then a little bit off. Still there is something else. If you... No, it's better than Mukhtar. But this is much older takonet. It's not Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, not the Tanoim, it was on Nehemiah.
When I was in yeshiva, by Chabrin and Shabbos, it was on Shpia, it was his job. Every time he looked around, everybody held a fork.
That's a different, a second thing that stayed from Nehemiah.
Wait, that's what I wonder. What's, I thought it's all gone. That's why I'm confused.
Old gone. The old gone means that you're allowed to use it. A klishe melachta leheter, you're allowed to use it for anything you want. But not for no reason.
You can't play
not for no reason. Okay, got it.
That's what he said.
So the question is, if you want to hold it because you're bored, play, so that's a whole discussion today. If that's called, if you want to play with it, if it's called, you're using it for something or for nothing. But if you just bored and you want to hold it, you're not allowed to. So he says the Mashpia, so that you're just holding it, he says leave it down. Because you're not allowed to. That's klishe melach
talehetar. So if not for the takana of Ezra, a hammer is not muksa. The reason why we don't move it is because of this takana. So when Shabbos comes, even if you have no intention of using the hammer, it wouldn't necessarily be muksa.
It would be better if we wouldn't use the term muksa.
Right. I didn't use it.
No.
I said it's not you.
It's
mukta.
You.
Yes. 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 It's klishe melach
talisu. It's
klishe melach talisu.
What about a knife?
Same thing like a fork.
No, but what about
a knife that is not like a pocket knife? It's not a knife that you use for eating, but it's a knife.
But you could, you could, you could, you could cut, you could peel a apple with it. So it says that you could.
Depends on the way you toil it.
It's a phone.
Depends on the way you
toil it. It's a phone.
Yes. Yes. Some. It's like a chalif. A chalif you're not allowed to use. A chalif you're not allowed to use because it's muktzeh. It's a zonkis. Kiss.
Is a phone nowadays or because everyone has it?
If it's sweet.
Is the
value?
This
one right here. I don't know. It's not the category of
mitzvah. So the problem is that we say mostly shouldn't touch it, right?
Yes.
But it's mostly alive.
Yes.
It's only, so we shouldn't even use the term mukzah when it comes to Shabbos.
Correct.
Wow.
What? Mukzah chazon kis?
Don't touch it because it's mukzah.
Mukzah machnas chazon kis yin lava.
Those four things are not.
Yes, for mukzah. They are mukzah. But in klishe melach talisu...
Yeah,
why
do you call
it? No, call klishe melach talisu.
We just redefine what's mukzah.
Right, we just changed it. That's why...
Let's see in the whole seif, where the Rebbe explains klishe melach talisu is using mukzah. Let's see shin ches seif beit beis. Klishe melach talisu. Mutter le talter le bein le tzer gufe ke in kardum lachter bidvelo the kundes le a hammer to break a gezim or ya fill a lismer be kelim you want to put under something the gezim be bein le tzer me kei mei avel le tzer rakli atzme ki gein shakli munach be mokim shiore shle igonem misham shle ipe ve ishavmer אי שמונח בחמה ויורש שלי יזבקע שם ואיצל טלטל למשום למוקים הצל וכל קייצים זה also because klisha melachti leisur letzer atzmei also. It doesn't say mukta. Then there is one kind, one more kind, which is called mukta.
So you think the Alter Rebbe doesn't use the word mukta by klisha melachti leisur?
No, nobody uses it. We said there is one more kind, which is not mukta.
It's the Zayir Rebbe Nechemia that I think causes us to use the term mukta. Correct. That's where it comes from.
He didn't. In his time, was not mukta. Mukta started in Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda, 10 generations after. Then there is another kind, which is called mukta. Another kind, it is called mukta, and it's not mukta. It's called mukta machmas gufoy. Because Yud wasn't makhtze it. It's mukhtze machmas gufe, which means, like you mentioned before, raks. Raks is not a kele, and not food. Everything that is not a kele, not food, is mukhtze machmas gufe.
Money? What about a
we'll discuss.
What about a smartphone?
About people play with raks. People have kids, they play with
we'll stuff. Discuss all the details. First, I describe what it is. And this is a tekone that started in David HaMelech. David in Shleime, or even before. As we see, he says in Sif Yudzayin, in Sif Meshichah Sif Yudzayin. Dover she'in eroye b'shabes, ho yo'osu letaltel, av v'imei David in Shleime, keitel lachem.
So it's a more modern.
Older.
Why? How do we know that it started in David HaMelech? What?
Which sif did you
proceed? Yudzayin.
Yudzayin.
How do we know that it was also in David HaMelech's time? So says the Gemara story. David HaMelech died in the courtyard. In the front courtyard. Shabbos. Shavuos. Why did he die there? Because he was constantly learning, and the Gemara Habavos didn't have any approach to him as long as he's learning. So he knew this day he has to die. So he made he should go out, stop learning. How did he do it? He made the trees in the courtyard should shake, and he went. What?
This is a story about that guy,
though, huh? Fell down the stairs.
That's David HaMelech.
Similar story.
You saw the film?
That's David HaMelech. So when he heard that the trees are shaking, he just went to look what it is. So he didn't learn that minute, and he went out. So the minute he went out from the house into the courtyard, he fell and died. So Shlomo HaMelech didn't know what to do. Leave him like that in a courtyard with the sun on him. He wanted to take it into the house, but he's not allowed to because it's mukhtze. So he went to the Beis Medrash to ask the Rabboni what he should do. So they told him, in general, you're not allowed to because a mace is mukhtze machmas gufei. But since you have bizoyin mace, so we have a special heter only in this case. What is the heter? Take a baby, lay him on him. So he becomes like the... To hold the baby. Like a regular to hold the baby. Then you take in into the house in order to take the baby into the house. So that's a special heter they gave him because of the bizoinamis.
It's a noilad.
Noilad wasn't also yet. That's Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda 10, 15 generations later. But we see that this mukhtze machmas gufei, which is not a kele and not food, you're not allowed to touch it. What is the problem with the mess? Because you don't need it and it's not a kele.
How do you know it's both reasons? Why can't it be one reason?
There's one reason.
No, you just said both.
You said one reason. You are allowed to use to carry food. You are allowed to carry keli. But if it's not,
it's
You're not allowed to.
But how about if it's not, but it's something you could use?
Everything you could use.
How do we know that the mess is because... How do we know that the mess is because... Well, no, you're not allowed to use a mess. Maybe the reason is because you can't use it.
But
or mias, or...
So we'll see. Gone. The Gemara says that it's because it's muktzeh machmas gufei. And we'll see what we'll learn out from that. And one of them, the first thing of that, is rocks in the street.
You're saying maybe there's another reason that wouldn't apply to rock.
You're saying reason, but the Gemara says that we'll learn out...
Well, the other muktzeh in effect yet? No.
No. No.
That's why. Because the other muktzeh didn't exist yet.
The only reason, because it's not, you could use only things that you could use. But you say that sometimes...
The Musa del Kishon of the Lisa existed or also not?
That didn't come yet. Five generations later.
It didn't exist either, that no. idea.
Yes.
Freaking thing was round.
So therefore, we're not allowed to play with rocks or wood or anything... Or sand, because it's not a kid, not food. But there is, we mentioned before that kids like to play with it. If kids like to play with it, you have no problem. You have an easy way out. You take him and you put him in order to use it on Shabbos. Not only for playing. You want to break something, food, strong food, you want to crack it, so you have a rock, so you bring it in and you're going to use it to crack the nuts. You're allowed to. Because by putting it into the house for this purpose, you're making it a keila.
Yeah, but you have to for Shabbos.
For Shabbos. But there is differences between things. There is kind of food, of wood, that you usually could have in mind to use it. For example, wood that is made for building columns. You could more have in mind to use it. If it's something that you usually could have in mind, it's enough when you think before Shabbat that you're going to use it. If it is something that is usually used for using, if it is something that is not so much used, but sometimes used, then you have to physically prepare it. If it is not at all usable and you want to use it, you have to fix it a little bit. There are stages in it.
Can you give an example of each category?
I said rocks.
Rocks is the first one. It's something.
Yes. There is kinds of trees that they grow soft and you could use it as sitting on it. So then if you have in mind, it's enough. But if the wood is for building, and sometimes you use it to sit on it, and sometimes not, then you have to do something. But not, and there's a whole many details in it, and just describing the general terms. So all this is the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe explaining in Simen Shin Ches, Sif Ches. Let's go.
Inedible food would fall into this category too.
Yes. Well, and not only. Food that you didn't take Maisa. No. You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to touch it.
Frozen food is not edible. Well, that would be not edible.
You could unfreeze it and eat it.
Like frozen raw meat.
But let's say not frozen raw meat, a potato. You can't eat it.
Right.
You're not allowed to use it.
Right.
You're not allowed to carry it.
There's a lot of people who eat raw potatoes nowadays.
Okay, if they do,
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you're allowed to do refuah and Shabbos.
So a frozen challah roll is not a chamishnah?
No, you could unfreeze it and then and you use it. So what? You wait now. If it's a way that it wouldn't be unfrozen, wouldn't be able to be unfrozen for Shabbos, then you can't. So let's see, the Alter Rebbe gives a list of what is Meluch Mukhtse Machmas Gufi. In Simen Shinche Sivkes, and we'll discuss each one separately. Kol Dovo, She'ein Tiras Kli Olov. Why is Tiras Kli? Because if you take a rock and you bring it to the house to use it on Shabbos, it's not a Kli, it's called Tiras Kli. So that's why, that's enough. But if it does, it's not even Tiras Kli. Ve'ein Emachal Odom, Ve'lei Machal Behemo, Kigein, Avonim. And then he says, Ve'ames, because we all learn that out from the mess. Because B'David HaMelech, as he says later, so now let's speak about Moise. Moise is a big problem that I don't even know how to explain it. But Moise is Mukhtse. Why? Because you buy? Buying is not a releaser. Because it's not a Kli. You don't eat a dollar, and you don't do anything with the dollar. You just give it to him that he should give you something over it, for it. It's not called using it. So it's mukhtse.
So would a shtar be the same thing?
Same thing. If it, so the question comes, the same thing is also when you have kids in the shul, you want them to daven and learn nice, you told them you'll give you a prize, and they have the tickets that you give them. So what is the difference between this and a dollar? It's the dollar is not because it's made to buy, and you're not allowed to buy in Shabbos. Because it's Muhammad's goofy. So why shouldn't that be the same? But people are doing it anyways. Whatever reason is.
Are you saying it's the same?
Tell me one difference between them. Because it's not Kehle. Why is it not a Kehle? Because you don't take the dollar to catch food with it. You don't do anything. You just give it and take it. Giving and taking is not called.
So what do people rely on?
So stamp, I don't know. Paper, stamp paper is not a problem, right?
No.
Paper, a piece of paper.
Paper,
yes. Pieces of paper.
Shoving our paper is muksa. I think now that people say it's fine because you can use it, right?
That's
money.
It's only for mukhtamas. Mukhtamas and mechaton kids.
A clean paper.
Yeah, but what if you have paper that already has kids' names on it or something?
So
like,
what? No problem. But
so
this, because this you don't need just to hold it. You just need it because you want to get something for it, which is a dollar. What is the difference between a dollar and the card right that you get Shabbos in the morning for gardening nice? I don't know.
Moshe was not coins like.
No, anything that you don't do anything with it. What is the coin? The coin is mukhtse because you're not doing anything with it. You just give it to get something for it, which is not using it. So it's not a kehle.
Money that you wouldn't spend, like a rebbe dollar, is that mukhtse on Shabbos?
I don't know. That's for Sgule. I don't know if it becomes different. But this, you just give it to use it, just like you use money. So what is the difference? I don't know. Maybe there is a difference.
What about a hagrala? If the ticket is not for to give like money, it's you're in the raffle. Same thing.
You give him, if he wins, you give him to him,
right.
He should be able to get something for it tomorrow. So if you're not using,
you get it on Shabbos, a snack or something with the raffle. Does it matter if it's
I don't know. You're not doing anything. It's not becoming a kehle.
Right.
You're just giving it to get something.
In other words, a dollar. The reason it's also is because it doesn't itself have value. It represents value somewhere else.
No, because it represents, because you're not doing it, so it's not a kehle.
Yeah, but the raffle didn't have to bring them into a thing in order to choose one from the raffle.
But after the raffle, after you win, you get the certificate.
No, because they're all part of the whole thing. Is the raffle the
I don't know about the raffle. I'm speaking about the cards that you give them
right
to get them.
So they pick the winner before Shabbos.
What?
You have to pick the winner before Shabbos.
If you daven good in the Shabbos in the morning, you get the paper and you get a cake for it.
No,
cookie
because fat. It's. Is he saying better to use like a real food or something? Give them something that has another purpose?
Yes. And I didn't say you're not allowed to because everyone does it.
Right, right, right.
All camps, all schools with kids, they do it. I don't know the difference. Then,
information on it, so put a pasuk on the card.
But it's not made for that.
No, but they can use it to say.
Maybe, maybe. Maybe, maybe.
And the issue is that it has no real purpose.
No real purpose to do something with it. He says, if you write a pasuk in it, so they could read a pasuk, like the Chumash is also not mukta because you're using it. But giving is not called using. Then the Alter Rebbe says further.
Why is not Teres Keli? Because you're planning to use it for apple, and it's something which is sometimes used.
I don't know what you're using. You're using it when you get it, only to get something for it. And that's money, because you're not using it to do something with it, only to give it.
Kids.
What?
But the kids are using it only as money.
No, but he's saying... The
only value that it has is the value of...
It's a question of...
The purpose of the money.
So then use the dollar. Then use the dollar also because it's a purpose. But money, he says, is not a keli. So money means this too, just like money.
That's why I don't know if it's...
Then...
I don't know.
I know, that's why I have this question for many years. And I don't know the reason. But people are doing it anyways.
The bigger Shiloh, these money for the kids or rocks in their
Shiloh? I don't know. Then he says another kind, which is Baal Chaim. A Baal Chai, if you have a pet in your house, it's mukhtse. So what is it if it's mukhtse? Usually you have a pet, you're playing with it.
Mukhtse is allowed.
What?
Mukhtse is allowed.
That's mukhtse, Mahmas Gufa is also. And that, Baal Chai, is not a keli, not food. So if you have a pet in your house, you could dance with him, but you can't pick it up.
He doesn't get harmed. He doesn't want to tell you let him.
Doesn't matter, but it doesn't become a keli. So let's see what are the details of a Baal Chai.
He said you can lift it to touch.
We'll discuss it. Let's see what he says in Simen Shinches Sif Ein Ches. Osu letaltil beheimo echayo eich mipnei she'enu ruhuim b'shabes k'shim chayim. It's not food, it's not a keli. Afilu eich she ruhui letzachik b'tinik k'shabeche osu letaltili. You're taking a pet and your child is playing with it, he shouldn't cry, so he's playing with it. So it becomes like... What?
Who should cry, the parent or the child?
The child. Yeah. And you're still allowed to, because it doesn't become a keli. When you use it, you're using it not to cry, play with it, it's still not a keli.
Why not?
Because you're not doing with it anything.
Why is it a stuffed animal a keli? Why can't a pet bring
simcha
to the child?
So the answer is that there is a svore that even a ball should be mukhtse. Teisve says a ball should be mukhtse because you're not using the ball to anything. It's not a keli.
Nonetheless, you're not supposed to stop a child from playing with a ball.
But you want to play with it. It's not becoming a keli. You're not doing with it anything.
Right, but nonetheless, you're not supposed to stop a child from playing with a ball.
But you're not allowed to. So Teisve says still people are using a ball And it, the maskona is that it's mutter. Even though, why should it be mutter? It's not so simple. Mutter only if you do something with it. Not if you throw and catch.
Doesn't
Alter say
Osir?
What? Doesn't Alter ever say Osir? No, he says, Lichaere should be Osir. Lichaere should be Osir. But Teisa says that you are allowed to, because after all, when you play with it, you throw it and you catch it, it's kind of a keli.
Depends which kind.
What?
Old print.
Teisver says. Teisver says licha'ere it should be also.
He said it's a typo.
Isn't it a kolos atfos in the old print?
No.
It's not in the lucha tik in the back.
No. It says in Teisves, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, if you have your Shulchan Aruch, take a two look at Sif Pei Gimel. Chelek Beis Simen Sheches Sif Pei Gimel.
What about foosball?
What?
Foosball. Foosball is
old toys.
What's different?
What is in a ball and old toys? Old toys.
Old toys. Lichaire, let's say Legos. You do something with it.
You want to read it for them?
You read it.
Sir Pagan, Asher Lashachek Bakadar Bashabas Vyamtiv. Lafisha Asl Tatli Mipanisha Ain Tayus Klealab. Vyesh Matirum Tatli Sachek Bay. Bishr Sayachid. The Nogu Makadim Lahakal.
Taisha says that Nogu Makadim Lahakal.
The Lai Micha Biyadam.
Lai Micha Biyadam. She yes, Lemel Meshis Mecha. Even though Taisha thinks that you shouldn't be also, because everything that you're not doing something with it, pay him. Everything that you're not doing with it anything is not a kelim.
So any other stuff, animal, a toy knife for the kids.
That's including, but it says like mechem yodam because people are using balls.
So it's something with balls.
Yes.
So it's not so clear.
It says that you could, that you lay mechem yodam. So therefore, it says la'atchila also.
Yes, matirim.
Yes, matirim. And lay mechem yodam.
So what about pets?
Right. So that means there is no
pets. There is no heter. It says ayches because it doesn't become a kela in any case because it, a pet is not a kela. It's a bohai. What?
Kind of
with wool, fill it up and
like a proper basket.
Not the passing, not with air. But with something that you stuff it. What different? What different? You throw it, you catch it. What's different? What?
It's from a piece of an animal. It's like
not because of a piece of an animal. Because you're not doing with it anything. But why should we speak about the ball? The maskona is that ball is not mukta. Lemichu biyadam. Even though lichayre should be also. But to pale babalchai, it says that there's no way.
What about the animals
and
Tzar Bal Chaim?
They don't do anything.
About the Tzar Bal Chaim.
Lai Micha Biyada means you would use it, or means...
He says you could rely. They rely on someone that says that you're allowed to, and the Lai Micha Biyada. That's what it says. You shouldn't speak or play with the Mola Shabbos. Because if they are Shabbos, you should sit
left.
Anyway, but he says, Babal Chai, sometimes it's Babal Chai. If you're not pushing him to the right place, he will go away and it will be Babal Chai. So Chapochomi made a special heter. What is a special heter? Yes, if I test. Kol Beim Ochaya Veif, Medadin Neisa Beshusa Yochit. What means Medadin? You are allowed to catch it, hold it by the throat, and move it to where it has to go. Why? Because it for Tzar Bal Chaim, he has to go here and will run away, he wouldn't get what he needs. So, Bichlal Mukta, you're not allowed even to use, move a little bit. But here they made a special letter for Tzar Bal Chaim. In general, it's also side to use it, move it, and pick it up. But to pay the matir for Tzav Alachaim, you're allowed to use it, you move it only by holding the throat. But picking it up, there's no way.
But this is if it's for instant fit. If you want to get it out of the room because you want the room, you can.
It, then it's that's not top of the high.
If it doesn't move, you just touch it. You pet it. It's fine.
Touching in a mukhtse is muta. If it's not moving it. But, so therefore...
This is my ask, Mike. There's the neighbor that has a dog, right? And the kids always like to go pet it. What? And I always say, don't pet the dog on Shabbos.
No, you could pet it.
So now you're saying you can pet the dog on Shabbos. That's all. That's
you could
heard.
Only move it a little bit?
I know it. Just little kids, they want to pet
yes.
the dog.
Yes.
Where did you say it? The dog moves a little bit.
Now I'm moving
so
it.
So what? In general,
no.
Let's say there is a mukta hanging from... There is a mukta hanging of the ceiling. You're not allowed to use it to touch it. Let's say it was a candle lighting, and now the fire went out, still hanging. You're not allowed to touch it because that would move it.
No, I'm clarifying. He thought you're only allowed to touch the pet, the Tabar Chaim. So I'm saying no. You can touch it without. You can only move it for Tabar Chaim.
Yeah.
You mentioned so the with the leash.
Well, what about taking with the leash? Taking with the leash, there is no problem, but there is several regulations. What are the regulations?
There's a couple of issues.
So what? A leash is like for him, for the dog. One second, you think you answer us, we'll see what the halacha is. You are allowed to take a path or a behemoth with a leash if it's made for it. But there is two conditions. You don't need an erev. Because it's like part of the of him. He is carrying it. Part of the dog, like a levush of the dog. But there are two regulations. One, you're holding the leash. It shouldn't stick out from the back of your hands because that part you is not for the use of the. So if it's a tefach, you're not allowed to. You have to hold the leash in the end.
What is that?
Okay.
Even if it's a leash,
in the middle.
So easy like
you can't hold the leash in the middle. It shouldn't be sticking out from the back. A tefach. If it's sticking out a tefach, that tefach is not. For the not considered as a levush for the you're holding it in the end. Yes, that's what usually used. You hold it in the end. There's no problem.
Even with no ear.
Even with no ear.
Right? What
about a leash in your hand? They have that.
They need it.
You're
pulling, and you can have some.
But you're not allowed to because it doesn't look like part of the leash. Then. There is a second regulation. There's a leash sometimes long. Because you want a little bit, you should be able to go. If in the middle of the leash touches the ground, you're not allowed to. Because what it's touching the ground doesn't look like a baggage for the pet. So you have two regulations. You're not allowed to stick out. You're not allowed to let it touch the floor.
You also can't wrap your hand, right?
If you wrap it, whatever you wrap it, more, it's already not part of it.
What about the dogs, one that the button, the rope is inside? Retractable.
So what?
So what?
Yes, I don't see a problem with it. But there is another problem. If you have a dog as a pet, you have to walk it. But then you have to clean it. And cleaning it...
Not in New York.
If you don't clean it, you get a penalty.
Right, you get caught.
It's no question that cleaning it, cleaning it, is caring. So therefore, holding a pet, a dog in the house, is all complicated. Even your children, they can't pick it up, and they could just touch it.
What if there's an
Erev? If there is Erev... We're not speaking about the Erev, we're speaking about the Mukhtse.
No. If there's an Erev,
there's no problem.
Is that a problem?
But
there is.
Yeah, but why shouldn't it be Erev? Why shouldn't it be a problem? About holding the leash, there is no problem. And about cleaning it, Graf Shel Rei.
It's not in your house, though.
It's not in your house, but you can get a penalty, which means that it bothers people. So it's no problem. But if there's no Erev, there's no problem.
Right, if there's an Erev, like
the you allowed to pick up an animal. If you're sitting on the couch, an animal jumps
in your lap. That's fine.
I don't know, you're not doing it.
Right.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
If it
jumps in your lap, it jumps in your lap.
You mentioned earlier Lego. Wow. Lego that is made to stay. You can't build Shabbos, right? The kids.
Kids could build because it's not made to stay.
No, but it is. If somebody that can buy, you put to build this the White House and say
there's a problem. There's a problem. But even without it, you should never do it.
Can I take these apart from myself?
No, not the Shabbos. Because it's called. They even Lizman, you could stay. So it's called a little bit Beine. And there is a discussion, and the solution is, in all the poskim, they say, let your children do it, but you don't do it. Because it's Beine, even you're planning to not leave it, but it's Beine, it could stay. So it's a little bit Beine, so you shouldn't do it.
I think though also for kids, sometimes you buy a set, a $100 set, they build it, and it never gets destroyed.
So then there's a problem. Then there's a problem.
Young kids, as a general rule, they're not building it from the beginning.
My son, my 5-year-old son,
if it's a collector thing, then they save it. But it's not, I bought a car.
Well, he built it like a month.
Now we were told not to do
a
Shabbos because
this
year became
forever. Okay, we're going to finalize with one more kind of Muktzeh Machmas Gufi, which is more regular, and it's negeh to know that, which is, it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you have nuts and you break it open and you eat it, the shells are mukhtze, because you can't eat it, and they're not a kela. All pills we take off from the table, we put it in the garbage. There's no problem with it. Yeah. Even though
orange peel, banana peel,
eggshells.
There is a eggshells, but there is a difference between oranges and bananas, and there is a difference between bananas and eggshells.
We're strict. Well,
Al Rebbe
was strict on this,
interesting. Well, no, it's a different rule. The shell, the Al Rebbe says, we shouldn't break the nuts, because then you'll be Averan Mukhtse. But if it's already, there is no question that it is Renor, that it's Mukhtse. That's not Al Rebbe's Chiddush, that's a Dinah Shulchan Aruch.
The Al Rebbe's Chiddush is we don't eat nuts that have pills.
But there is a problem, even if it is pills of oranges. It's not simple.
Why?
Because you're not eating it.
It's edible, though.
An animal will eat it. So you are allowed to use it if there is animals in your house.
If you don't have an animal.
So you're saying
we should have.
That's what you say.
That's what I
say. Everyone agrees that it's like we have animals.
Right, yeah.
So but the says only if there are animals.
What do you mean? Mice. Mice.
And it's not a graph shall eat.
What?
It's on your table, it's not a graph shall eat.
No. No. Graph shall eat means the sandwich case that you use with your speichts, that becomes Graf Shalrei. That's what it says in Gemara, the Graf Shalrei. But the pills of the nuts, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to take it off
the orange pills on the table.
A orange pill, if you have animals that would eat it, that could eat it, even if they don't eat it, if they could eat it.
I personally use orange pills in certain drinks.
Okay, so therefore I said there's a difference between orange pills and bananas. Bananas you wouldn't eat.
I wouldn't.
But the dog may eat it. But if you don't have dogs, but anyways, everyone decides that today everything that an animal could eat, it's okay. Wow. But they can't. I don't know why. I said there's the things I don't know why.
It's a possibility people, for an animal to come over. Your neighbor has a dog. They might.
Yes, like yes, it. Maybe, maybe, maybe.
It says there's a
yes,
dog.
Yes.
But eggshells, animals don't eat.
But eggshells, they don't eat.
You have to do it over garbage.
So the best thing is to do it over garbage. but people are doing it even without. And what do we do if we have egg shells on the table? So you're not allowed to take it in.
Are samishkas counted as nuts?
Is there a way?
Yes, but it's worse. But there's a header, it's because it's muktima, it's graf shel rei, because it's ugly.
You could eat worse.
You could eat them on Shabbos. I don't know if you throw it away.
Well, is there a way? I know people that like them on Shabbos.
Because they eat it and they throw it. They don't give it on the table. If it's on the table, they have to do only because.
Why do you use them after Shabbos?
So there's a way.
What? Why do people use them after Shabbos? Banana peels and the eggshells. Some people use it as compost, you know, to put back in the. They ferment, they put it back into the ground.
I don't know.
If you want to eat samishkas on Shabbos, it's fine.
So
what do people say? The doctor already said that you're not supposed to
have a job. Nuts. You're not allowed to bake nuts. Because that becomes, it's not ugly when it's on the table. You're not allowed to take it off from the table. What do we do if we have nuts, shells of nuts on the table? So it says that you have on the table not only shells, you have other things. That thing is not mukse. Let's say you ate bread and some pieces of it stay on the table. So you could take it and put it in the. So you take the whole ishtach, you take it with it, with this too. But not this itself. It's not nuts because it doesn't stay on the table, and if it stays on the table, it's ugly. And if it's ugly, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to do graf shel rei on Shabbos.
Something ugly can't be on the table.
You are allowed.
Send an invitation to my house.
So my lada have to samishkas or not?
Yeah, I'll just throw it away.
Just throw it away. So.
If you leave it on the table,
throw it away.
Yes.
Eat it over a trash can.
That's what it says in Gemara.
What about the statue? Why not the statue then?
Statues. It's not. You're not taking it. It's like nuts.
Eggshells. Put it on a napkin. Put a plate on the table. Move it onto that plate.
No.
That's what you grab. I always thought that
it's not cash away. It's ugly. So it's not cash away. Only what's ugly is cash away.
You can't sell.
If you do it, there's other things on the table, which is not mukhtse. Because our Rebbe says, you can bring a garbage can here and take your knife. So you're not allowed to, because it's just like
you inject a little bit of blood, it's worth it.
It's not kalahiyah.
Get a lot more calories.
So yeah, famous seeds is
calories. Thank you very much.